Officials with the Massachusetts State Police, State Environmental Police, Chicopee Police, and the State Department of Conservation and Recreation gathered at a boat launch on the Connecticut River Tuesday to make a public appeal to be more careful in the water. 18 people have drowned in Massachusetts since June 1st. The summer is typically when swimming-related deaths spike. Sergeant Blake Gilmore of the State Police Underwater Recovery Unit said people should not go in the water without knowing how to swim and should not swim alone.
We've had even seasoned swimmers that swim every day that have succumbed to either some sort of medical condition, and we've had to pull them out because of that, because they didn't have spotters.
He also stressed the importance of knowing the conditions before going into the water.
We're next to the Connecticut River right here now, and this river changes daily. Right now, the river's probably flowing at about 2,000 or 3,000 cubic feet per second, which is very easy to get into and get out of. If we get a lot of rain, that could change, and it could go up to 10,000 to 20,000 cubic feet per second and a lot of water coming through. This is where we run into problems with swimmers that get in and think that it's like it is today, and it's not. So they really need to check on the conditions.
Environmental police officers in a boat demonstrated the rescue of a swimmer. Gilmore said people in boats should always wear life jackets, and he warned of the dangers of drinking and driving a boat.
That's a huge issue, and it's one that it's not even just with boating, it's with swimming or anything, because your reflexes are so slow that a lot of times you can't even get yourself to shoreline or to even move yourself in the water because of being intoxicated.
Water-filled quarries that can be found throughout Massachusetts account for a number of drownings each year.
A lot of the quarries are restricted and you're not supposed to go in there. And I understand that that's sometimes entices some young people to go anyways.
Chicopee Police Officer Michael Wilk urged parents to be vigilant to prevent drownings in backyard pools.
It's really important that parents watch their kids, make sure their pools are fenced, and be outside with the kids at all times.
The Massachusetts DCR moved to expand a Learn to Swim program a couple of years ago following a spike in drownings and near drownings of children under 12. John Duinell, the agency's director of aquatics, said hundreds of children took the free 2-week water safety courses at DCR pools in Springfield and Agawam this summer, and there are plans to offer a program for adults next year.
We've piloted that in our CAS facility in Roxbury, and it's worked out very well. We started with 4 people, and we're up to 16. So the more people we can get in a learn to swim and survival preparation near the water, the better off we all are going
to
be.
Children ages 1 to 14 account for the largest percentage of drowning victims, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. 1 in 5 drowning victims are children. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.